Domestic violence survivors gathered on Sunday at the North Carolina State Capitol urging state senators to pass Jesse's Law, which is aimed at enhancing protections for domestic violence survivors in family courts. And joining us now is a child advocate who was among the people on hand on Sunday, Veronica Hatton. Veronica, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Hamlin.
Thank you. So what is Jesse's Law?
So Jesse's Law, right now, the way the bill is written, House Bill 896, it would form a study committee of 13 people, I believe, 13 voting members who would decide upon the training that family court judges, guardian ad litem, and other family court personnel would have that deal with abuse, domestic violence, evidence-based practices such as the Duluth model, adverse childhood experiences, and they would determine what kind of training is needed, who is providing it, the cost, implementation.
So overall, in terms of children nationwide, how many of them are placed in unsupervised custody of an abusive parent each year? Is it a common problem across the state?
Yes, Mr. Hamlin. The Leadership Council estimates a conservative estimate of 58,000 children per year awarded custody to an abusive parent. The United Nations has, in the last year or two, recognized this as a worldwide phenomenon. Also, the federal government, the United States federal government, in 2018, the passage of U.S. H-Con Resolution 72 in 2018 urged the state to better adjudicate family court cases with abuse. And then the Violence Against Women Act in 2022, Title 15, Caden's Law, also really urges the state to really to do a better job adjudicating these cases. They question the effectiveness and of reunification therapy. Is it appropriate for abuse cases? So this has been thankfully recognized across, a national and the United States and worldwide level.
Why have state senators not passed it, based on what you've been told?
I have not been told. I know that they're not going to pass it. I know it's sitting there. I know that that I don't think they're taking any more bills for a vote as of 2025. So I think it's imperative that they need to go ahead as soon as they have the next voting session, that they go ahead and pass this bill. The House passed it unanimously, bipartisan bill. This is common sense legislation. You know, other people that work with children, teachers, and people like that, social workers, we are required to have training in abuse. And so people who are making life decisions about where children should live, who they should live with, should also be trained and the signs of abuse and domestic violence.
What would the passage of Jesse's Law enact and actually do?
So the way the bill was written now, it originally started out as judges training, and then it went to a study committee. So that study committee would be in charge, again, of formulating and developing this important training. And then, so that's the first step. We need to get this passed, and that committee, I hope it takes this very seriously and gets a great recommendation for the state that other states may use as well. It could be model training that North Carolina develops. And then we're not done after that. After they come up with the appropriate training, and not only appropriate training, they really need to look at some people that are in this business who are not also properly trained, such as reunification therapists. Do we need cases going to people who are not trained in abuse or not making sure that abusers are safe before they're getting access to children? These are all of the things that this training committee really should be looking at. And then they need to come up with training and the recommendations to the legislator with input from survivors, from domestic violence survivors. And once they make the recommendations, we've got to do this again, Jeff. We've got to... We've got to get them to pass saying that, hey, this is the mandated training for the state of North Carolina judges and family court personnel.
What firsthand cases have you heard from people who you were alongside in the state capitol yesterday about what they've had to deal with?
I've known of people who have lost custody, even though there's domestic violence or documented child abuse in their case. We know of reunification therapists where they are ignoring abuse. One major provider is making people sign a gag clause that they cannot leave any reviews about them. There's so many different tactics, and it's not all physically abusive. You know, Resource Center on Domestic Violence, Child Protection, and Custody estimates that 30 to 60% of families where domestic violence occurs also have child maltreatment. So I really recommend looking at the Duluth post-separation power and control wheel because, I mean, you know, children can deal with all types of physical, emotional, sexual abuse. Abusers can utilize the court system, not following court orders, withholding visitation. There's so much I could go into with
right.
you.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing. And so this is a law that right now state senators could pass, and we'll see how far it goes from here. Veronica Hatton is a child advocate. Veronica, we thank you so much for your time here today and laying out exactly what Jesse's Law is. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hamlin.